Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Eileen Good for Payments.com. I have the pleasure today of talking to Joe Hyland. He is the Chief Marketing Officer for Taliyah. Hi, Joe. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Eileen. How's it going?
Going pretty well, though I think probably going somewhat better for you guys. You recently closed a pretty big funding round to the tune of, I think, about $27 million, and now you're looking at a valuation of, I think, $200 million. That is pretty clearly good news. So tell me a little bit about the most recent funding round, and, you know, what's that going to mean for Taliyah in the near and far term?
Yeah, thanks. It's exciting around here. We finished the round of funding about a week ago, and the plan is really to help us with growth. So we didn't need the money, which is kind of an interesting statement because it's not as if we raised a small amount. So if we didn't need the money, why did we take on so much? It's an interesting market we play in. So big companies have tons of money and they're getting very small returns. And small businesses, who are in large part the suppliers for these big businesses, have very few borrowing options. Ever since 2008, it's been a tough time for these companies to get access to capital. And so what we do is we help these big businesses automate their payments and pay suppliers early, but pay them a little bit less. So it works for the suppliers because they're getting cheaper, more convenient access to funding. And it works great for big businesses, our clients, the Home Depots, John Deere's, Coca-Cola's of the world, because they get a great return on their cash and they're helping their supply chain. So that was kind of a long-winded way of saying we took on the money because it's this interesting environment where it doesn't make sense how companies partner with their suppliers, and we're trying to change that and benefit both sides. And you need money to really get the word out, evangelize, and get companies to sign up for really changing how they operate.
And you're talking a little bit about sort of your area of specialty, which is essentially dynamic discounting, right? So companies have a new option, and they can be paid faster, but they're going to be paying a little bit less. Can you talk about a little bit, how does that service really help companies? Yeah, obviously, it's a cash flow benefit, but it seems it's a risky way to get a benefit, right, because you're taking less money for money faster. So how do you sort of evangelize for that? How do you get, you know, the supplier side of the equation interested in doing that?
Yeah, it's a really good question because what we're trying to do, and I won't lie, it's not easy. We're trying to turn the status quo on its head. Companies for the last 30, 40, 50 years have been paying their suppliers essentially the same way. So you procure goods or services from one of your suppliers, and about 30 or 60 days after you receive the service or the goods, you pay them, right? So there's an invoicing process, there's an approval process for that invoice, and then there's payment. But the invoicing and approval, it used to take 20 or 30, even 40 days. Now it happens within a matter of days. So most of our customers approve their invoices from their suppliers in 3 or 4 days. Yet the invoices are due on average in the U.S. just under 60 days. So companies sit on that money for whatever the delta is, 50 or 55 days. It's really no different than our credit card invoices or credit card bills, You don't get that credit card bill and say, oh, I can't wait to pay Amex or Visa tomorrow. No, you schedule the payment for the due date, right? And so that's what companies do as well with their invoices, but meanwhile, they're earning like 1% annually on their cash. So it's not like the 80s when interest rates were really high and you would get a great return on cash as it sat in a bank account. Now companies get 100 basis points annualized. So if you sit on an invoice for 2 months, you get 1/6 of 100 basis points. So you get 15 or 20 basis points. You get nothing is the point. And meanwhile, these suppliers are borrowing at very, very expensive rates. So there's something called factoring, which is borrowing against your receivables, so borrowing against invoices that are owed to you. It's a huge market. It's over $3 trillion globally. It's growing about 25% a year, and interest rates are 30, 40, 50% annually for these for factoring. And suppliers, when they factor a receivable, they have to commit to all invoices for a 2-year period. So it's very rigid, is the point, and it's expensive. So what we do, technically it's called dynamic discounting, but it's really just automating early payments. We find a rate that the buyer feels comfortable with. The buyer sets it, and they say, this is great. I'll get 8 or 10 or 12% annual on my cash, which is significantly better than they're getting today. Yet it's a much, much better offer for their suppliers.
All right, and just, you know, how are buyers and suppliers coming together there? You know, there are a variety of ways, you know, people do this sort of thing. So you have buyers that are saying, okay, I want a discount rate at this. You have suppliers that are saying, look, I'm happy to give 10% off so that my cash flow is improved. Do you create a mechanism for these folks to communicate with each other? Because, you know, it's all well and good if both the buyer and the supplier are willing to go in for this, but they have to have an easy way to transfer that information sort of across the wires.
Yeah, no, that's you understand this stuff pretty well. That's a really good question. So it's, I think the way to think about this in its simplest form is kind of, you have to think about the scale. So a big company like Hallmark or Halliburton, they have 15, 20, upwards of 40,000 suppliers. So if they didn't have so many suppliers, so like if you and I, Talia is a good example, we don't have that many vendors, right? A couple hundred at most. If we wanted to pay our suppliers early, we could just pick up the phone and say, hey, we've got a little extra cash right now. Eileen, if you're one of our suppliers, would you be interested in getting paid a little bit early? And we could strike a discount rate, which we both felt happy with. That doesn't work when you have 20,000 suppliers. So it needs to be, it can't be a negotiation just because it doesn't work, right? It's impossible or virtually impossible to have a back and forth with so many suppliers. So how it works with Talia is we work with our customer, specifically their treasury department, to set an APR. So to set the rate of return that they want to receive for what amounts to be a loan. It's an early payment, but it's really a loan of money. So we'll work with Treasury, and they'll say, all right, for this group of suppliers, we're going to offer them 4% APR because they're my most important suppliers, and they can borrow at a very low cost as well. So we'll offer them an incredibly attractive rate. And then we work with them to segment their entire supply chain, so different groups get different rates. And the idea is very simple. The earlier the invoice is paid, the larger the discount, and it's on a linear basis. So it's a simple math equation. The later it's paid, the closer to the due date, the smaller the discount. But it's all set based off of this APR. And each supplier has a unique APR. So there's no back and forth. And it's important, and it's just kind of another important point, it can't be forced on suppliers, our opinion at least. This should be a free solution for suppliers, which encourages them to participate. And then they see what an offer would look like. So invoice is due in 45 days. Good news, the invoice has been approved. Would you like to see what the early payment discount would be? And then a supplier just checks out different dates, and based off of the payment timing, the discount on the invoice varies.
All right, that makes some sense to me. And sort of a quick follow-up, you know, we talked a lot about sort of smaller suppliers, and we think of the buyers as sort of the bigger entity and the suppliers the smaller one. Quick question, do you see bigger suppliers making use of this? So in other contexts, I've heard of, you know, it's not that you have a cash flow issue and you're a big supplier, it's just that you want to clean up your balance sheet because the quarter is coming to an end. So you just want this invoice paid so that you can go into the next quarter and it's not sitting on the sheet. Are you seeing that, or are you working mainly with the sort of the smaller business supplier who's really their concern is cash flow?
Yeah, so I think the typical profile for a supplier would be a smaller supplier who has cash flow challenges. However, you're absolutely right. So we have our supplier base, by the way, spans small mom and pop shops and all the way up to the biggest companies in the world are our suppliers. Those big guys take early payment discounts as well. So you might think that they don't, but they do for the exact reasons that you stated. It's they want to get paid before end of quarter. They want to be able to recognize the revenue. So yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, by the way, they opt to be paid early at a rate that would be surprising. So a big company opting to get paid early at a 14 or 16% APR when their borrowing cost is LIBOR plus 75, right? So they don't need to do that. However, that department needs the money. So yeah, you are 100% right.
All right, and now sort of switching back, you know, to the smaller guys. Small businesses, especially in the context of payments, are not often reviewed positively. So they're viewed as hesitant to adopt new technologies, as sort of unusually paper-based, really not into the sort of next sort of digitized method of doing treasury. You work with a lot of these folks. What are you seeing from your small business customers? What are they wanting? What are they willing to do? What are the advances they'd like to pursue and they just don't feel able to?
Yeah, I'll actually kind of turn this question into a little piece on e-invoicing because I think one of the reasons that we haven't seen adoption for electronic invoicing, so electronic invoicing has been around for 30, 40 years, and 3 out of every 4 invoices are still paper, and it's because there's no reason for suppliers, particularly small suppliers, to change their process. It's like, it's great that one of their customers wants to have them invoice them electronically through this new portal, but what's in it for me? I already have an invoicing process. So I say that because, in our view, the holy grail of invoicing for any business is to get paid. And what's even better, so there's payment certainty, but what's even better is being able to elect to be paid sooner. So our customers see huge adoption rates for electronic invoicing and dynamic discounting, but I think the real driver is it's free for suppliers, so there's really no hurdle for them to get past in terms of a fee structure. And two, they can choose when they get paid. And so it's interesting. We don't think of ourselves as an electronic invoicing company. We think of ourselves as a supplier financing or dynamic discounting company, and electronic invoicing is just an enabler to get to that. But we see some pretty big successes in terms of our customers for electronic invoicing adoption. And again, I think the driver is suppliers want to get paid, and they want to get paid faster.
I would say that is all. I have yet to interview the supplier that's like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can pay me late. It's fine. Like, I like you.
Fine. You seem nice. And I've never heard a supplier say that in a single interview. You are doing something that's very interesting, and I imagine you hear positive things from your suppliers. Now, you're not alone in this space. So, you know, off the top of my head, Ariba is, you know, in the dynamic discounting, you know, venue. There are other people who are doing this. But you just, you know, recently charmed $27 million out of some people. So what do you bring that's special? What's the innovation, in your opinion, that really is setting the Talia experience for its customers apart, you know, from just the generic benefits of the dynamic discounting?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think a couple of things. One, it's we're very focused over here, so execution is critical for us. So we've signed a list of customers that we're incredibly proud of, and we don't just sign a customer and then move on to the next. Of course, our sales team does, but we have a huge team over here that is committed to making these customers, our customers, successful. So that's actually one area which I think we really separate from the Aribas of this space. Part of it is our ability to get suppliers to participate. That's very difficult to do with these programs. And some companies, Ariba being one of them, they make that even more difficult by charging suppliers. So in their model, which is great, by the way, for Ariba's P&L, but it's not great for suppliers. They charge suppliers 15.5 basis points, I believe. So it can be very expensive to submit invoices and choose to get paid early through Ariba, and there are other companies that have a similar fee model. So what that means is their customers don't see high adoption rates from suppliers, which ultimately mean the programs aren't as successful. Because at the end of the day, scale represents success or failure for these programs. If you can only have 15, 20, 25% of suppliers participate, you shouldn't even have the program. You won't be successful. So that's one piece. The other is really innovation. So we started with pure dynamic discounting. That was our heritage. Companies using their own cash to pay suppliers early. However, we've really adjusted or transformed our model to be more flexible. I think flexibility is very important, at least in our mind. So flexibility for suppliers in terms of options, I talked about that, but two for buyers. So what we released this past year, which I think the investor community really, really loved, and more importantly, the market seems to be interested in, is providing businesses with the ability to use their own cash to fund early payments or third-party capital. So similar to bank-funded supply chain finance. But the big difference is with Taulia, and the product's called Taulia Enhanced Discounting. With Taulia, you can use third-party funding for your entire supply chain. So with bank-funded models, you can only onboard a small percentage of your suppliers because banks have, you know, very onerous know-your-customer as well as other regulatory issues that they need to adhere to. We fall under kind of a different classification because we're a software company, so suppliers are agreeing to participate in the program, and it doesn't matter where the money comes from. So we're rolling out programs where buyers can use their own money for some of it or use third-party capital, and you can switch back and forth depending on sensitivity to DPO, end of quarter, acquisition coming up, you name it. If you need your money and you don't want to use it to fund a program, you can inject third-party capital, and you can do it for thousands and thousands of suppliers, not just your 50 or 100 largest. So that's a very big differentiator in this space and one that we're seeing a lot of excitement around.
All right, and I think you have really hit the highlights of the stuff I wanted to know from you, other than, you know, one sort of general question and then my standard closer. So my general question is, what are you hearing from your suppliers? What do they like? What do they want to see more of? What do they want to see less of? And then the catch-all question is, and then tell me, what is it I forgot to ask you about that you'd like to tell me about?
Okay. The supplier community is very important to us. Without suppliers, Taulia is nothing. Suppliers truthfully love Taulia. That might sound like a very, very biased answer. I can't blame you for thinking that it is. But our belief, again, is quite simple. It's you don't charge suppliers. That model does not work. I think it's been proven in the market to not work. It only hinders adoption. And you need to provide suppliers with a host of reasons to participate. So the ability to send in electronic invoices in multiple formats, that's just one. The ability to see the status of invoices so it's convenient for them. Imagine a small business owner on the weekend who very likely does his own books, sitting on his couch and wondering, am I getting paid next week, or I need money next week and I'm not getting paid for a few months. And as they're on their iPad, they can pull up the application and choose from one of their biggest customers to get paid sooner, and then with a click of a button, it's done. There's really nothing to not like there. But really providing value to suppliers is important to us, and I think they're very happy. In terms of what you may have not asked, I think something very interesting happened a couple weeks ago when President Obama launched Supplier Pay, which was somewhat similar to a similar initiative that the government launched a few years early around paying small businesses early, but just for government spend. That program was very successful. So on the heels of that, the UK launched a similar supplier early payment initiative, which has been kind of heralded for helping small businesses in the UK, but it only had pretty small participation. So with the White House pushing for small businesses to be treated kind of fairer and to get paid sooner It's something we're very excited about, one, for obvious reasons, because this is kind of our core belief, two, because a lot of our customers were in attendance. So about 30 or 35% of the companies that the president invited into the White House were Taulia customers, and they stood up and they spoke about how they used Taulia to pay small businesses early. So that was exciting for us. It's just also exciting in general that this area is finally being recognized in terms of how it can help the greater economy.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Joe.
Eileen, it was fantastic. I really appreciate the time.